This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Okay, it's Friday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Load, that's with a duh sound. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of the reasons after the when we turned into the 20th century during World War I, the reason that our doughboys were so effective is because they took that rifle they were using and they knew how to hit what they were aiming at. And back then that happened because the gun for most Americans was an everyday tool. By the mid-1960s, many draftees had no practical understanding of firearms, and the trends driving that change have continued since, with the usefulness of firearms now limited for most of us to either the commission of the crime or the defense against a crime. Now, for some of us, there's more utility than that, but we know how many of us there actually are, don't we? Gun confiscation proponents will generally get out there and make the statement to you that their position based upon what they perceive to be this cultural change. But that's just dishonest, okay? Established products and technologies vanish from daily life when a preferable alternative appears, not when the government decides it's time for it to go. Thus, prohibition didn't work. It didn't work for alcohol. It certainly doesn't work for drugs. And nobody confiscated the American horse and buggy. It just passed out of general use, as social and general change made it impractical and unnecessary. And the other point is that weapons confiscation has always been about the assertion and continuance of power over a subject population. Never, ever, ever about crime control or about civil crime. And that's why George Mason, co-author of the Second Amendment, nicely summarized progressive goals on gun control when, in a speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention in June of 1778, he said, "I asked, sir, what is the militia? It is the whole people. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them." Oddly enough, the confiscation proponents out there today, they're either really deluded or truly stupid or lying. But in a way, it doesn't mean that their cover argument isn't actually wrong. Just their supposition that it's a cultural change. Today's firearms are, for most Americans, most of the time, just something that we carry along with us. But for those of us that carry them on a daily basis, that are part of our everyday carry, different story. The people that, you know, with 137 million gun owners, there's lots of people out there that just have them in a sock, in the sock drawer. They own it, and they use it like they use their neckties. Not very often. Maybe grandpa used it on a daily basis But to some people, the gun just simply doesn't have a role in modern society. The reason that this situation exists today is that we've had decade upon decade of increasingly intrusive anti-gun policy that's distorted the American personal weapons market by making it increasingly costly for me and you to have or use weapons, while simultaneously reducing the disincentives to weapons for crazies and criminals. Recently, NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre said the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun is going to be a good guy with a gun. And he's right. The thing he didn't talk about, though, was how to first get that good guy in place before the bad guy shows up and starts shooting people. And second, how to protect that good guy from the self-righteous anger of liberal judges and prosecutors second-guessing high-stress decisions, split-second choices from the comfort of their very nicely well-appointed offices. If we want to get the good guy in place, now I'm not talking about me and you, okay? Everybody in the chat room, everybody that's listening right now, probably on the YouTube feed, chances are if you're listening to me right now live, you're carrying a gun. So I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about making it easier for every man or every woman to carry a gun. So if we want to have these good guys in place, we have to make it easier for them to act and to own personal weapons and to let the personal weapon market, you know, let them innovate. Now, to do this, we need to do three things. First, we need to reduce both the incidence of gun violence and the left's ability to use it as a wedge issue. While opening weapons markets to revolutionary change requires a national legal framework to protect what Mr. LaPierre's good guys from the politically motivated lawfare. To eliminate gun-free areas where the crazy see this as a safe target zone, and to increase both the real and perceived risk of firearm use by those engaged in criminal or political action. And the national legislation should reiterate both the right to bear arms and the obligations of all Americans that we all have to defend each other from criminal or political attack. And this would supersede all state and local weapons regulation. It would eliminate licensing and related controls across the board, explicitly limit the ability of the courts and the legal jurisdictions to reimpose any form of weapons control, and it would enumerate conditions under which an individual's right to bear arms may be limited. And it would both clearly and sharply limit the conditions under which someone firing a weapon in self-defense or defense of others can be sued or prosecuted for the consequences of doing this. There should be standardized legal frameworks to punish gun crime, place checks and limitations on both prosecutorial and judicial discretion in enforcing gun law. And we need good guy weapons and training. We need a good guy weapons and training regime that's both open to everyone and appropriate to the problem we're trying to address. The problem here is the progressives don't trust us. They don't trust us to act rationally, which is really sort of messed up. they think they need to do all of our thinking for us. Their argument on its isn't too bad to begin with. But then when we come back at them and say, this is what we can do to make things better for all of us, they don't want any of that. All I did, I just barely scratched the iceberg with that one. We have the answers. We are the answer. The problem here in the United States today is there's not more of us. There's none of us in New York City, none of us in New Jersey, none of us in Chicago. Well, some of us in Chicago, but not enough. That's the problem. Not the other way around. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by, let me get close to that button, AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A couple of other things I want to mention. PatriotNecklace.com. I don't have it on right now. I wear mine 99% of the time. I have a 308 caliber Patriot necklace. That's cool because my main battle rifle is a 308. And, I mean, for the price, I mean, you're looking like $8.99. It is a... It's a fine little piece of kit. It serves only the purpose of giving you comfort. That's what mine does. It gives me comfort when, especially with mine, mine rests right on top of my open heart surgery scar. You want to talk about a bad look? It's nothing like a 308 cartridge in front of an open heart surgery scar. Check them out at patriotnecklace.com. Product code, I think GCN, if I'm correct there, right, Shane? And also, Fortress Survival Supply. The level 3A $250 vest. Lightweight. Absolutely easy to get on. Absolutely easy to carry around. Right behind me is a level 4 vest. Very difficult to do anything with unless you've got it on. Check both these folks out. Both very good. They're not my clients. I'm actually one of their customers. That's why I'm pushing them, because I don't make a dime off of pushing their stuff. They've just got good stuff. Check them out. PatriotNecklace.com and Fortress Survival Supply, or Fortress Survival LLC.com, I think it is. I talked earlier, first segment, I just was talking about how, you know, guns have gone out of vogue. You know, they're just not, they're anachronistic, all this other stuff, because it's old technology. And that's one of the reasons, one of the arguments that's used against us. The other one is equally as amusing. First of all, I don't know how guns could be termed to be out of fashion when they're used between 500,000 and 3 million times a year for self-defense. That sort of sounds fashionable to me. That's all beside the point. The other thing that they keep trying to push is that there's fewer of us that own guns. And when you look at these, when you see this happening in the media, you need to picture in your mind's eye, picture the media as one pasty individual in the water, flailing about, can't swim, trying to keep from drowning to make sure that their goal is realized. They want to make sure the cause of gun control continues to ascend. And it's, for the most part, except in isolated incidences, it's dying on the vine. Mother Jones, in a bit of wishful thinking, wrote, "Without a doubt, the gun rights lobby is a formidable force. It is backed by a truly grassroots network of committed and well-organized supporters who are willing to make calls to legislators and turn out in even low turnout elections to back pro-gun candidates. This intensity gap, the devil's gun control groups, which however well some of their proposals poll, have trouble getting voters to agitate and to prioritize the gun issue the way the gun rights defenders do. But the invincibility of the gun lobby is being overstated. For one thing, gun ownership is becoming more concentrated in a smaller share of the population. One is increasingly clustered in certain regions, thus limiting the lobby's political reach." Which region are you talking about, Mother Jones? You can't be talking about California, because they have 9 million gun owners in California. Okay? They have more gun owners in California than the populations of some states. So it can't be California. New York State is a big gun state. It's just New York City that tries to spoil everything for everybody. These news organizations are perpetuating this myth of declining gun ownership in the hopes of tricking politicians in both parties into thinking that now is the time to strike and to pass new gun control laws, and they can do so without fear of being voted out of office. It's not just guns anymore, though. Guns have become, gun control and gun rights have become one of the main rails, along with, you know, the economy, energy, healthcare, that kind of thing. as a benchmark of freedom. We certainly are not free economically. And in fact, we live in sort of a fascist economic state, really, you know, when you think about it. When you think about it, you don't really own anything in the United States, do you? In most cases. In my state, you can own a car, but if you don't pay your property taxes on it, not only can you not drive the car because you can't get the tag renewed, but they'll suspend your license. So you can't drive anything. You're better off not having a car. I think you can have a car not and keep your license without ever having to worry about it being suspended. Likewise with a home. You got to pay property taxes on that. You can own the home outright, and if you don't pay your property taxes, they can take it away. So there's always the state, economically, has got their tentacles in a lot of places. As far as power is concerned, how many options do you have where you live for power? None. You have one. Whoever is the power provider in your area, that's who provides the power. There's not any sort of competition in that. Obamacare. Obamacare is a lot of different things. Healthcare is a lot of different things. Healthcare in the United States has gone crazy, and something needed to be done. It just, Obamacare was not the thing that needed to be done. I don't know what the answer would have been. That's why I'm not in charge of anything, but Obamacare is particularly onerous, and there's going to be more people without health insurance than there will be with. And then they want to try to charge us for not buying it. They want to penalize us for not buying healthcare. And then there's guns. Now, depending upon your locale, you may live in a place where it is, I don't want to say it's easy, I'll say it's normal. It's you exist in the normal circumstance as to purchasing a gun. I live in a normal circumstance as to purchasing a gun, which is one of the only normal things in my state pertaining to guns that there is. There's other places like in Chicago or Illinois, period, where you have to buy a card to buy the gun. Then you have to have a card to possess the gun. And then if you want to carry it, you have to have a card to carry it. Gun ownership is not contracting, it's expanding. We know it, they know it, and now they're just trying to fool the politicians into not believing it. Good luck. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Katie Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I know that some of you out there are about my age, and I'm going to give you some very good advice. That bump that's playing, the Genesis bump, turn it on again. One of my favorite songs. Don't go looking at your old rock heroes as they look today. Just some free advice for you. I didn't realize that song was as old as it is. That song is 35 years old. Wow. Anyway, I'll cry. In 2012, in a forum called Room for Debate, there was a question asked, is the gun lobby invincible? Getting out there and referring to the phenomena as the gun lobby is quite interesting to me. Because most of the people that will go insane if they start proposing gun control don't belong to anything in the organized, what would be normally characterized gun lobby. They're just sort of out there floating around as free agents, sort of. But they'll pick up the phone in a heartbeat. They'll pick up the phone in a heartbeat and go crazy on some of these guys. And the answer to that question is it is, yeah, pretty much invincible because of that phenomenon. Now, the big reason for this is not so much that the people are more inclined towards gun rights than they are towards listening to the anti-gun rights or the anti-liberty people for one big reason. That's trust. Now, you've seen the polls where they say, what's the biggest threat to liberty in the United States today? And there's two entities that come in very near top, or they're switching back and forth, neck and neck, whatever. Media, government. Excuse me. According to a recent Pew poll, more Americans support gun rights now than ever against gun control. And this is a significant shift because in recent decades, people have trusted the government more than they do now. I believe that the people at large, with this new dissemination of information, internet thingy stuff happening, fully understand exactly how much the government can actually protect them if the stuff hits the fan. Which is to say, not at all. They always pull back. In fact, to feel safe in a society where only the police have guns, you have to trust the police. What has the media been doing here recently? Since Ferguson, since Baltimore. In New York. What has the media been doing recently? They've been demonizing the police, haven't they? And interestingly enough, the same people that are very pro-gun control are very anti-police. But they don't mind having a police state. To me, this is an indicator of them completely being confused by their own goals. They don't want me to have guns. They want me to rely on the police, but they don't trust the police, but they want to have a police state. How's that working? How does that work? If you're a gun rights supporter to support reasonable gun control measures, you would have to trust a politician to, when they say that they only want to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and crazies, not confiscate guns from everyone. However, every time we see something come from gun control, some new thing, when we look at the long-term ramifications of this, like the Hughes Amendment, we don't even know how the Hughes Amendment was passed. There was no recorded vote. It was yays and nays. Somebody said, well, the yays sounded louder than the nays, and we have the Hughes Amendment. There's no reason on earth for us today not to be able to buy a AR-15 lower for around $1,000 if it's a M4 lower. That's what they are probably worth. That's what it would be worth to me, between $700 and $1,000. That's what I would pay for a fully automatic, one with the automatic sear in it, if you will, M4 lower. However, they're not. They're $15,000, and they're, well, let's see, they're going on 30 years old now. That was designed, in part, to make fully automatic weapons of things of the past. They don't allow you to repair anything. You can't, and these things are machines. They do break down over time. The parts will wear away. We don't trust the government. We don't trust in a lot of jurisdictions, but we don't trust the cops. In order for there to be a need for more gun control, there would have to be more trust placed in government, more belief in the fact that the government could protect them. And if you want more trust, then the police and the politicians would have to be more trustworthy, wouldn't they? They would have to earn the trust. Now, that's sort of been burned away, hasn't it? The gun lobby, which the Xerox term for the gun lobby is the NRA, which is the biggest player in the gun lobby. And it owes its invincibility, which really isn't invincible, to several factors. It focuses on defending something that we were born with. That's a very easy lift to do. It does consistently good work in training and safety. The NRA has a current membership of more than 5 million. That is also a significant factor because you got 5 million informed, engaged souls who put their money where their mouth is. The NRA is nonpartisan. There's some things about some of the stuff they do that I don't particularly like. But, they're nonpartisan. If a Democrat is out there and likes gun rights, they'll give him a grade. Some of the grades they give I don't necessarily agree with, like I said. We don't trust the government. That's the bottom line. I don't trust this government. This government wants to bring terrorists here now. This government wants to bring disease here now. I luckily don't live in a place where they have settled a lot of these refugees that have come across the southern border. So I don't have to worry about children and an outbreak of tuberculosis and the rickets and scabies and head lice. I don't have to worry about that. Yet. But it's coming. I don't have to, and I'll tell you an interesting argument that was laid on me the other yesterday, as a matter of fact. Somebody told me yesterday that they don't even understand how I do a show based upon what I talk about, i.e. the gun thing, 5 days a week. And I pointed out to him everything in the United States today that's happening, all of this malfeasance of office, one way or another, will lead to gunplay. And when you think about it, that's true. It could be economic. It could be the energy policies that are put forward. How does it feel to know that we have a government, for example, that is pursuing climate change mythology while we have $187 trillion worth of natural gas and oil reserves here in the United States? $187 trillion worth. And the technology has matured to burn that stuff clean. Do you trust the government to want to make everything more expensive for you? Because that's what they're wanting to do. And it will have no impact on pollution. It's just to take your money away from you. That's all. We don't trust the government, and I think they've earned every bit of the lack of trust that we give them. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Looking in the chat room, there's a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time in the chat room today. It's always good to see the old folks, the ninjas that's been with me for a while. Always good to see them there. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Click that button. Why isn't that better?
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As another administrative note, if for those of you that are watching the show, and those of you that will watch the show later, or listen to the show later, if I ever get out there and I'm trying to execute something and all of a sudden you hear a bunch of gunshots, that will be me executing this old computer that I use to run the show. I badly need to upgrade this. I haven't done it yet. I don't know why I haven't done it. Sitting there clicking a button on a mouse steady. Nothing happening. Okay. Recently, Barack Obama, because he just simply could not wait to get out there, because every time he sees a bunch of Americans get shot, he just dances the happy dance, because now he gets to undermine the Second Amendment one more time. He got out there on television and claimed that states with stronger gun laws have fewer firearms deaths and states with more liberty have more gun deaths. Now, for the gun rights scholars out there, ever eager to get out there and prove somebody wrong when they say the wrong thing, this is always a good time. And although they may seem somewhat dry and humorless, at the same time, when they actually start speaking in their scholarly vernacular, they bring thunder with their words. So, out of his side of the argument comes Professor Eugene Bullock. He writes, there's been much talk recently, including from President Obama, about there being a substantial correlation between state-level gun death rates and state gun laws. Now, correlation obviously doesn't equal causation. There may be lots of other factors that are true causes of both the things that are being measured. But if we do look for now at correlation, It seems to me that the key question should focus on state total homicide rates, or perhaps total intentional homicide plus accidental gun death rates. And it turns out there's essentially zero correlation between these numbers and state gun laws. The 10 lowest homicide jurisdictions in the United States, with the, and along with their scores from the Brady campaign, are, and I don't know if this is, I'm going to say this is 10 through 1. New Hampshire, Brady grade, D minus. Vermont, F. Iowa, C minus. Massachusetts, B plus. Utah, F. Minnesota, C. Maine, F. Hawaii, B plus. Idaho, F. Wyoming, F. Seven of the states with the lowest Brady grades are among those with the lowest percentage of homicides and firearms accidents. The 10 highest homicide states, well, Volok knows those as well. Arkansas, Brady grade F. Maryland, A minus. Tennessee, F. Missouri, F. Michigan, C. South Carolina, F. Alabama, D minus. Mississippi, F. Louisiana, F. D.C., B. Again, states with few gun laws dominate the figures. So what does this mean? Well, one thing that it means is that jurisdictions with the strictest gun laws, such as Washington, D.C., aren't any safer than those with few gun laws. The correlation between the homicide rate and the Brady score in all 51 jurisdictions is plus 0.032 on a scale of minus 1 to plus 1, which means that states with more gun restrictions, on average, have very slightly higher homicide rates. Though the tendency is so small as to be essentially zero. If you omit the fatal gun accident rates, then the correlation would be plus 0.065, which would make the more gun-restricting states look slightly worse. But again, the correlation would be small enough to be essentially zero, given all of the other possible sources of verification. Based upon data, which is what these guys just absolutely love to crunch, they're not, they're not, they have no emotion involved in this. They're not emotionally invested in what they're doing. They're just crunching numbers. This is what they love to do. They crunch the numbers. Oh my gosh. So, and according to Dr. Volok, if Dr. Volok comes out and says that the states with the worst gun laws have less gun homicide, there's not a lot of argument going on there. But there's not a lot of difference there. South Carolina, which is a shall issue state, is one of the five most dangerous states in the United States today. South Carolina has been discovered by crime. We're enjoying we have the highest rate of domestic violence death, I think, of anybody in the United States. Haven't figured that out at all. At all. So, there is no correlation between the law and what happens. There's just the makeup of the people, I guess, is what causes it to happen. South Carolina is only 4 million people. Only 4 million people. We've seen the Senate Democrats. They're coming out there, and they want to... there's a few of them, and they're becoming fewer and fewer. Their numbers are shrinking. Now, they get the press. They're going to get... And that's the thing about the press. The press is always going to go with the gun control story. Remember that. And when they do come out and call for gun control, like Harry Reid is calling for gun control, he says he's got a whole bunch of stuff he's going to push forward. Then there's Senator Chris Murphy. You got Blumenthal. You got Schumer. Let's see. You might have Durbin. He might get in on that. There's They're becoming fewer and fewer. Feinstein, Boxer, I don't think is going to seek re-election. Their grasp on the Senate is slipping. It's a losing proposition. It's a losing proposition. Those that want to go bipartisan, when you have the compassionate moderate Republicans that want to have and find out how to compromise, they turn out in most cases they're going to lose too, except in a couple. So. But they're going to get the noise. Now, recently, and whenever that happens, here's the thing that's going to happen. And I'm not saying this because I had a conversation with somebody the other day because of this proposal. And whenever these proposals are made, because it is easier to fight it on the ground quick and get it out of the way than it is to try to pull it back afterwards if it gets passed or gets sent forward. The best fight to have is to not get it sent forward. Although I've called Republican Senate offices before, and they'll say, we want them to get more gun control on the floor. We welcome that. So that we can fight them. And I told one office, I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What if you're asleep while that's happening? They didn't understand what I was saying. I was like, are you guys there for every debate that's there? Is this senator there for every debate? Because I know that's not the case. But that's neither here nor there. When they continue to push, when this needs to be fought, it will get fought. Just remember that. But the numbers are shrinking. The numbers are shrinking. We'll be right back. Going into hour number two on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.